text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. The Painkiller. Item Number SCP-1109. Object Class Safe. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-1109 is to be stored at a safe class storage space at Site as per standard procedure, and permission must be obtained from the current Level 2 supervising researcher, currently Dr. before it may be removed from storage for testing purposes. The edges of any sharpened instruments contained within SCP-1109 are to be covered during storage so that handling of instruments cannot result in accidental injury. At the conclusion of testing, all intact instruments must be placed back inside SCP-1109. Damaged instruments or instruments no longer fit for purpose are to be disposed of but must not be used. During disposal or transport of instruments, the instruments must be kept covered and placed inside a durable container resistant to cutting in order to prevent accidental exposure to the effects of SCP-1109. Personnel affected by SCP-1109 must attend regular basic medical examinations to detect any injuries incurred as a result of SCP-1109's effects. Additionally, those entering the 3-month stage of exposure are required to attend regular psychological review sessions. They must be accompanied whenever possible by another staff member who has basic first aid training to avoid injury or damage caused by their actions. Personnel affected by SCP-1109 are barred from participating in any test or role involving handling of fragile materials which require fine motor skills or which involve combat. Description. SCP-1109 is a black leather doctor's bag, approximately 44 by 21 by 22 centimeters, with a metal fastener over the opening and a leather carrying handle. The words Accesso Medical, will take your pain away, are printed on the underside of a bag. Accesso Medical closed in 19, and no member of a company has yet been found who knows anything of the object or its properties. The anomalous effects of SCP-1109 become apparent when any form of instrument or tool with a sharpened blade or point is placed in the bag and the bag is closed. Testing shows the instrument must be left in the bag for approximately 30 seconds before effects become noticeable. Any medical instrument left in the bag is rendered sterile and clean upon its subsequent removal from the bag. However, when a sharpened instrument is placed in the bag, it takes on a second property. Injections or other procedures performed using these items on a human being are seemingly painless. Subjects are aware that they are being operated upon and do not report a lessening of tactile sensation or numbing during these procedures, and may describe the experience as unpleasant, but do not register any form of pain. Approximately 2 weeks from initial exposure, subjects cease being able to register pain in any context. This suppresses pain-based reflexes, and can lead to accidental injuries and sometimes serious errors in judgment due to the subjects being unable to notice that they have been injured. Approximately a month from exposure, subjects lose the ability to perceive any form of physical pleasure. Emotional pleasure is unaffected, and subjects can find most normal activities enjoyable, but lose the ability to derive pleasure or enjoyment from any purely physical stimulus. This effect extends partially to the sense of taste and at least partially to the sense of smell, as evidenced by the inability of those affected to differentiate between tastes and textures in food. After approximately 3 months from exposure, subjects begin to suffer from a steady deadening of tactile sensation. This begins with a gradual numbing of the extremities, but swiftly progresses over the course of several days to the point of being completely unable to feel any form of tactile sensation. Some subjects undergoing this process have been observed to develop masochistic tendencies and may resort to self-harm in an attempt to continue to register physical sensation. However, as a condition progresses, even the most violent or severe of physical sensations become completely numb. At this stage, many subjects become severely depressed and begin to feel isolated or alienated from others. This is not considered to be an anomalous effect, and is simply the psychological response to the loss of one of the senses. Only the sense of taste and touch are affected, and no lessening of the body's ability to function is observed. The subject loses much of their fine motor function as a result of this, as well as a lack of a reflex response to stimuli with a purely tactile or pain-based response. Subjects at this stage may also injure others accidentally due to an inability to register contact with them. Many overcompensate when applying force to an object, which can result in damage or injury. Tools which have been placed in SCP-1109 and have developed these anomalous properties will retain them indefinitely, even when separated from the bag. They lose these abilities when the sharpened edge or point of the instrument is dulled or destroyed in some way. No incidental sharp points or edges on an instrument, such as jagged points caused by damage, will exhibit any anomalous effects. Only the primary cutting edge or sharpened point of an item is affected. The effect only extends to items intended to possess a sharpened point or cutting edge capable of puncturing skin. For example, a sharpened pencil placed in SCP-1109 will not manifest anomalous properties, even if its point punctures human skin, while a bread knife placed in SCP-1109 will develop anomalous properties. Addendum SCP-1109-1: Injuries and Incidents Involving SCP-1109. A1-1109-1: At 11:12 p.m. on, Agent died in his sleep. Autopsy confirmed the cause of death to be an internal hemorrhage of initially unknown source. Careful review and investigation of the circumstances of his death have led to the conclusion that Agent received a small cut while transferring an instrument that had been removed from SCP-1109 for disposal 13 days prior to his death. Agent did not register this due to the painless nature of the injury. The day prior to his death, he was involved in an incident in which a group of D-class became violent and attempted to resist Foundation authority. Agent was injured during a physical struggle with one of the D-class, in which he sustained significant internal injuries which he failed to recognize due to the influence of SCP-1109. It is believed that Agent would have survived his injuries had he sought appropriate medical attention, but mistakenly believed he had escaped the altercation unharmed and died as a result of his injuries during the night, some 10 hours after his initial injury. Testing of SCP-1109 has been postponed in order to facilitate a restructuring of containment procedures to minimize further exposure of Foundation personnel. A1-1109-2: Agent died at some point between 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. while in his home on. Cause of death was gunshot wound to the right temple, believed to be self-inflicted. An audio recorder found by the body contained a pre-recorded message to his loved ones and colleagues at the Foundation, blaming the object's influence for his mental state, ending with a statement, "Well, what's the point in living if you feel like a ghost already?" Containment procedures have been modified, and personnel exposed to SCP-1109 are now required to submit to mandatory psychological evaluations. A1-1109-3: Investigation by Foundation personnel led to the discovery of a civilian apparently suffering the symptoms of SCP-1109 exposure. Further investigation led to the discovery of an SCP-1109-affected scalpel, which had somehow been transferred into a surgical theater in hospital. It is unknown whether the scalpel originated from SCP-1109 prior to its containment, if another item similar to SCP-1109 exists, or if an instrument from SCP-1109 was somehow removed from containment. An investigation into the matter is currently underway, but agents are advised to pay close attention to any reports of painless surgery while conscious, or of people with no ability to register pain. Addendum 1109-2. Dr. has received requests to use SCP-1109 on D-Class personnel involved in the handling of certain objects which cause intense physical pain or pleasure. This request is currently pending approval. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.